now this is actually something that everyday Australians have to be confronted with, which is that they live in a Jewish-dominated society. And why does 0.4% of the population get to order the government around? Why are the major parties falling all over themselves to grovel to this group? They're not a significant voter base. There's barely any Jewish voters. So the only reason that they could be groveling to them is because they have money and power. It's the only reason. They have a lot of it. And that should concern you, that your government is beholden to a tiny ethnic group with incredible money and power that can essentially, according to the whims of its hysteria, trash your rights. Right. On the Jewish issue, the conservatives are even deeper up the asshole of the Jews than the left, frankly. The Jews completely just own the conservative movement. It's grotesque.
Are you serious?
This is like the slave mentality of Indians. This is why the globalists, the big business, the Jews, that's why they want to bring Indians into the, or one of the reasons why they want to bring them. I mean, for some groups like far left and the Jews, they just want to replace us out of like racial animus towards the white race. But from a business standpoint, one of the reasons they want to bring it and a political standpoint is because they're a slave race. Economic mindset like of a slave. They don't have like a sense of freedom, a sense of like higher spirituality or any of these things that white people have, a sense of higher dignity or honor or any of these things. And so that makes them easier to rule. That's why we could show up to India during the British Empire with 20,000 Anglos and run their whole continent of like hundreds of millions of slave browns. And we did it for hundreds of years and it was easy because, you know, they're a pathetic race. And this is why they want to bring them in, because they'll accept shitty conditions and they'll work long hours and they'll work three different jobs because all they care about is money, and the quality of life in India sucks. It's still better than back home. And this is great for big business, but it's depressing your wages and destroying your quality of life. Why do we build planes and boats and transport savage fucking rapist beasts halfway across the fucking world into our country? You know, give them like Centrelink bucks and like, you know, feed them, you know, full of KFC hormones and just let them roam the streets like with no supervision.